Choice Radio 1 on a Wednesday evening at 4 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. and that means that we have the wonderful Becky Krogan with us again this evening, and we're about to start the show in just a moment. Right, ready? Are you all ready for Halloween? Some people are ready for the other one already, and you know, the things are coming into the stores now, one behind the other. You know, it says get rid of the one, get the next one in quick. You know, it's only a big cashing in, especially this year. You know, they're going to be wanting to make some money back this year, ain't they? Don't you believe it? But I know that across the United Kingdom at the moment, there's a lot of the United Kingdom now on what they call a three-tier system. It's like we're currently on tier two here in Birmingham. In Liverpool and some places there, they're on a tier three system where the lockdown is getting tougher for some people than others. And my daughter now in Wales is on a full lockdown from Friday, where people cannot come into the country and people cannot go out of the country, whether it's to work or otherwise. Yeah. So if they work in the country, it's fine. But if they work anywhere else, tough. And a lot of people from the borders of Wales actually work in England. Kind of crazy, isn't it? But there you go. They've closed their borders, kind of thing. Which is not a bad thing, you know, to say they're trying to curb the situation, but, you know, I just feel sorry for people having to suffer at this time. It's a terrible thing that's happening to people. And you know, we really need something better than this to occur over the next 12 months, I think, you know. So we're here to give hope to people. That's all we can do, really. You know, Spirit is here to guide us through situations, but not to do things for us, unfortunately. They've had their time, and they can't come back and do things for us unless we ask them to. They can intervene, they can help, but as regards doing everything for us, they're not going to be able to do that. Okay, right. Let's say hello to Becky then. Top of the bill this evening, we have Marsha.
Hello.
Hi, Becky. Ready to go?
Yep, ready to go.
Wonderful. Okay, good evening, Marsha.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. What can I help you with today?
I was curious with what do you see with my love life? I'm not sure. Well, I met a guy at the gym. I wrote him off automatically because he was younger than me. His name's Savion. And I'm not sure if I just wasn't been open-minded about that, or is there anything you can pick up?
Is he a lot younger than you are, or just, I mean, do you feel, is it the age difference that makes you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah, it's the age difference that makes me feel uncomfortable.
You know, I don't get any really, see any bad energy or any red flags around him. I think, you know, if you'd go into it with the attitude of, I'm just going to go out and have some fun, without, you know, going into it as this is going to be a serious relationship. I mean, it could develop into that, but, you know, changing your attitude a little bit would make it easier for you to do this. I think he finds you very attractive. I think you'd have fun. But you have to feel comfortable.
Okay. Well,
you know, I know. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. You can go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying a lot of times an age difference is a shock to other people that see the couple than it is with the couple. But
mm-hmm.
a lot of times they work out very well. But I mean, I don't see any red flags like he's like trying to get money from you or anything like that. I see that he's genuinely interested in you. So,
well, I'm looking for something more serious.
Okay. I think that'll come. But he would, this guy, I mean, if he don't have like a romantic relationship, he could still be someone that you, as a companion, that you go do things with.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a serious relationship for you is going to develop after the new year. I think
okay.
with the new year coming in, there's going to be a lot of new energy. Hope, and I'm thinking that once we get further on into this, that we'll get a handle on being more normal or back to what we used to. The energy will be more positive and create more opportunities for you to have a relationship that you're, you know, a serious, well-established one. But for right now, I would say go out and have some fun if you can. We've
so,
gotten really serious in the past year as a...
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
So what about a serious relationship with him?
I believe you could have one, but the because he's not... He is very interested in you, but... Like I said before, you have to be comfortable with it. If you're not comfortable with it, it's not going to work. So if you go in there with the attitude that he is a friend and a companion, it could turn into that other type of long-term romantic relationship once you get comfortable with the age difference.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure if it's just me not being open-minded or... been immorally wrong or something.
It's not morally wrong. I just think that we have been told as women that it's all right for men to have younger people in a relationship, but we're always to have somebody older. So it's just kind of turning that mindset around. And if you've got children, do you have children?
No, he doesn't have children. He's
no,
in
I'm
the
asking
Army.
If you have
Oh, no, I don't have any children either.
Okay. Because sometimes if he would be as young as, like, one of your children, that would be very uncomfortable. But, no, I think go out with this guy. He's going to be a good guy.
Oh.
You know, give him a chance.
Okay.
He's in the Army, you said?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, give him a chance. Is there anything else?
No, there's nothing else.
But, you know, I really see the him as a, he's mature for his age.
I've noticed that. I was really caught off guard by that, too. And we have a lot in common. He reminds me of myself in a lot of ways, and especially I can talk spiritually with him, and he gets it.
Well, and see, stuff like that outweighs the age difference 100%. Because it's important.
Oh, I was going to say, I haven't heard from him. I know you said he had to leave for 2 weeks for work, I guess being in the Army thing, but I haven't heard from him. Going on about a week, I wasn't sure if I should reach out or not.
I would go ahead and reach out. Just, you know, a nice, hi, how are you doing type of thing.
Okay.
But, you know, he's activated for 2 weeks and doing stuff for the military. Don't
mm-hmm.
be surprised if he doesn't get back to you right away, because I know a lot of times in the military, my husband was in the military, and I know a lot of times when they're on their 2 weeks deployments or whatever, they don't get a lot of spare time to do stuff like calling or have access to like their cell phones and
3
things like that.
3 minutes.
So
okay,
don't be surprised. I mean, don't get hurt if he doesn't reach out for you until a couple days afterwards or something, because that's normal for somebody who's been on a deployment.
Okay. Well, thank you. I just wasn't sure if I was being closed-minded, which I guess I probably was.
Well, I would be taken off guard, too. Because it's, you know, it's just, it's not something we're used to. But
right.
No, he's genuinely interested in you, so I would give him a chance.
Okay. I'm glad there's no red flags or anything, because I wasn't sure if it was just something sexual he wanted or quite where he was coming from.
2 minutes.
Well, I think that because you can talk about him, with him, about your spirituality and stuff like that, that to me is a green flag to go, because that's such a sensitive topic with a lot of people that it's hard to find somebody who's got the same understanding as yourself.
All right.
So,
okay.
Yeah, let me know how things go.
I will. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Marcia. Okay. Marcia there. Hope Marcia's going to stay and listen. No, she's not. Okay. Right. That means we've only got one person left at the moment. So, not a very busy show.
1 minute.
But then I'm sure it will get better. We're going to put some music in and just have a nice, quiet show this evening. Nice, relaxing show, I think. Yeah. Okay, Holly.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just relaxing.
Good.
I'm gonna see my,
how are things with
my
you?
Fine. I'm going to see my stepson in 2 hours.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. He's a cutie patootie. I don't know. Go ahead.
I think you seeing him is such a positive step in the right direction for both of you. But especially
mm-hmm.
for him right now, because with what's going on with him at home, he's got to be feeling really alone.
I know. I just need a job so he can feel like he has a home to go to.
I think that's going to come.
Yeah.
Have
the same
you ever,
one or different one?
Well, I think it's going to be with apartment managing or managing properties. But
no,
have
I mean,
you ever thought
about? Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, this just popped in mind. Are you on Etsy or any site to sell your readings?
No, but I need to do that. Everybody keeps saying that to me.
Because, I think that could be a good supplemental income for you.
Yeah. I'm going to have to.
You have?
I don't find a job.
You have the talent. You can do it.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
I've been doing it for 10 years.
Right.
I know I can.
But if you message me, I'll give you a couple names of people who can talk to you about setting stuff up.
We tried
online.
That once and nobody ever contacted me. Remember? Actually,
I'll try
we tried
it again.
That twice. Yeah,
really?
Nobody ever contacted
well,
me. Yes.
I'll see, but I'm working with a different group right now.
Uh-huh.
So, or I'll give you, what I'll do, Holly, is I'll message you and give you some places that you can look into.
Yeah.
I know the
yeah.
call-in places like, whole like California Psychics and Psychic Source and stuff like that, they're really looking for psychics right now.
Oh, weird.
I keep getting emails from them all the time wanting me to get a hold of them and come back, because I did it for a few weeks and I thought, I'm not the type of person that can have a regimented routine. I'm too much of an Aquarius.
I know, I don't like schedules.
Me.
Yeah, I don't like schedules either.
There's a couple of the companies that you make your own schedule, and you're not forced to work so many minutes or so many hours per week, and you get paid weekly.
Hmm.
So I'll look through my emails and find out the names of those and give them to you.
Okay.
Because
on
I
the job
really
front.
Think.
Oh, go ahead.
The job front is still looking a little bit shaky. It's still positive, but I'm not going to be 100% with it until I know for sure you've got the job.
So I'm asking you if I'm getting the job.
Well, I think you are, but because let's put it this way,
we have an
emotional connection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard for me sometimes because I want it so badly for you. It's hard for me to be psychically objective.
Okay, let me just ask this. There's one job that I did. I went for the interview that I would be managing two properties going back and forth. Now, there's two other interviews with just a single property. Can you see which one I'll get?
The one with two sounds really good.
Okay. And you were thinking 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think the other manager is not leaving for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's going to take some time because you're going to, with the other person not leaving, and then you've got training. I know they pay you for training, but you're not officially in that job until after the training.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think the one with two properties, that pays better, doesn't it?
Oh, I don't know yet. The other two interviews are today, tomorrow and the next day. I don't really know.
Whichever one that you're getting, it's going to be the one that pays more, but you're going to have more responsibility. So I believe it's the one with the two.
Yeah. Okay. And
I'm excited that you're going to see your stepson.
Yeah, he's so cute. Okay. Anything else you pick up on or you need a question?
Well, no, but I do think you getting on Etsy or getting in one of these psychic, you know, using your psychic skills to earn an income is a step that you are going to have to take.
Mm-hmm.
Only because the universe is showing me big time that it's going to start pushing this on you whether you want it or not.
Yeah, I want it.
Yeah.
It's just I haven't been in a calm, stable environment, so that's why I haven't been doing it.
No, but if the longer you keep finding excuses for not doing it, the longer it is before you start.
Yeah.
I literally had to be pushed into doing it. So I can understand.
Yeah. And then anything else you see?
I think next year is going to, and I know we've got a couple months left, but basically I'm holding my breath till the election to see how things are going, because that's going to really, really show the energy of the way that we're going to go is by how the election turns out. I believe.
Well,
so,
Trump's going to win and there's going to be riots everywhere.
3 minutes.
Don't even get me started with him. But we have to get into things are not going to really start turning around being really, really positive for all of us until things are more stable. It's just too much kinetic energy going around between COVID and the world, and then our own country.
Yeah.
Because it feels like a collateral. There's so much emotion wrapped around this year so far that it basically has changed the energy of the universe.
Yeah.
So until that settles down, there's a lot of things that are still uncertain. And I don't want to give a timeline because all I see is this kinetic, chaotic
2 minutes.
Where are we going type thing.
Yeah.
So we're, my state's probably going to shut down again.
Oh. Well, I guess I should watch the news. I haven't watched the news at all.
No, but I've had clients that have had to cancel appointments because of their children's schools having to be closed for 2 weeks because of a case, and it's happening all across the state.
Okay.
So, and you're in one of those states that's high
incidence
too. Do they have that under control now?
1 minute.
I have no idea. I have no idea. I should watch the news.
Well, watching the news right now isn't the best thing to do, but take care. Things are going to calm down. I'm excited to hear how your visit went next week.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
And then I'll look through my emails and see if I can find the names for those places for you.
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Holly. Okay. Right, I tend to do the same at the moment, Becky, because, watching the news, if somebody tells me through the grapevine sort of thing, that something has changed, then I will go and do a catch-up, yeah? Otherwise, I just can't listen to it every day because you're hearing the same thing over and over again. It's like, and you just get a little bit monotonous. You're thinking, well, look, we're in it. What do we need to be hearing it every day, it drives me nuts. I'm thinking, what's changed, and unless something changes, I don't want to know. You know what I mean? It's like that type of thing at the moment. It's like, because we all want change for the better, but when it changes for the worse, it's like, well, okay. It's like we knew this was going to happen anyway. Because the numbers are not going to come down until people start to obey the necessary. I think everybody needs to get on that train where they're all doing the same thing and doing basically as they're told to do. But for the sake of safety, it's not because your government wants to put the hammer down on you. It's because, this thing is here and it's not going to go anywhere anytime soon. Yeah? Okay. Right then, we're going to have some music. We're going to take a little break. I know Queen's sitting there patiently at the moment, but if we don't take a break now, the show is going to be over very, very quickly. So we're going to take it now while we've got a chance. I'm tempted to play. I've taken a lot of music out of the studio, and we've not got a lot in here at the minute. I keep asking for more songs from people, and they're not forthcoming, so we're kind of running out.
Should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby.
you go. Audio Speedwagon. And I just want to keep on doing whatever he does to whomever he is. And, we'll have a bit more of that later on. We'll see if we can find some other suitable tunes for you on a Wednesday evening. As I said, we haven't got a lot now. And we're kind of running short on things. I'll tell you what we might do, though. You know, one that we haven't had for a long time. I'm looking at it right now. It's like, you know, Ron and Carol have a particular tune that they used to have on a Sunday. I'm looking at it and thinking, yeah, right. We just need something to, because we can all sing along with the words of that one. Oh, well. Right then. So we're going to say hello to Queen. And hopefully we'll drum up some more lovely callers in the middle of this call, hopefully. Let's just see how it goes. Bring the microphones back on.
Hi, Becky. Hi, Ken again.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing, girl?
Okay.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm wonderful, grateful.
That's good.
Happy in the moment.
I just have been, had some dealings with my youngest son again, so that's always an anxiety-ridden experience.
I hear that. I heard that, and I still send you the best possible outcome from my perspective. You're welcome. I know I should have a question. So, about students and music and dance and writing, whatever feels comfortable for you to go into from there.
Well, I know last time we talked about incorporating singing bowls and vibrational healing Have you ever heard of anything called chakra dance?
I can't say that I have.
Okay.
That's interesting.
You can Google it, because there's a lady, I think she's from Australia, that teaches it. And it's basically, it works with vibrational music as a dance, moving your body, things like that, to balance your chakras. And it's very interesting because it brings tribal dances, and like, you know, we think of, you know, belly dancing and things like that, and it brings all that tribal dances together to work your body vibrationally with the music and stuff and incorporating that all together. And I just think anything with you having to do with music and vibrational energy work is a good fit.
I love that. And as you were saying that, just like two or three nights ago, one of the master dancers, grandmaster dance teachers that I had, who is in spirit now, he came to me, and I know he was saying it was for African dance, West African dance. I know he was saying get up and dance, and I did. And this is just two or three days ago, and I haven't been doing that type of dance. I've been dancing, but not that type. So, yeah, that's real.
I think with you, you know, it's getting back to your roots, so to speak, and with you doing the different dances, especially like the African dance and drumming and singing bowls and stuff like that, it's a ways not only for you to help others, but it's also a way to honor your ancestors.
Yes, and to help myself. Yes, beautiful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's one, with you, this music and all this is when I see it, it's so brightly colored.
that sort of thing with you, which,
mm-hmm.
you know, makes me, it shows me spiritually that it's something that is a very good fit for you.
Yes. Yes. And actually, someone on my YouTube channel commented and said my dance was very healing to her.
Mm-hmm.
And this has only been in the past week, and I'm excited that they're telling me these things. And then someone, she's been like, she should work for the FBI because she's so, she's been tracking me like no one else has that I'm aware of. And I love it. I love her devotion to what I'm about. But she also said she took some of the movements and she danced them and she felt them. So, yeah, that's exciting. And then to remember that Ibrahima came, because it's so easy to forget stuff, you know, so you go on with your life. It happened. All right. So I thank you for triggering that. And my writing, what are your words on that? My publishing,
I'm thinking,
my book. Go ahead.
Congrats.
I haven't done it yet.
I just see everything. You will, though. I see everything with you just flowing. One thing starts, and then you pick up something else, and then you pick up something else, and it's going to be just like a really a stream. It's going to be kind of slow at first, where it's shallow, and as soon as you get into things deeper, it's going to be more forward moving. I don't see you going backwards at all. I see everything is going forward positively. And like I said, I see a lot of bright colors around you, which is very positive. But I've always seen a lot of bright colors around you because that's just the way your aura is. But I can really hear the passion in your voice when you talk about this. So I do think it's something that you should just keep pursuing. And I think a book would be just so interesting, and it would help a lot of people.
I agree. I do agree. When I do get into the writing of it, it's exciting because the characters come to life, and even when I'm not writing it or typing it, they come to me and say, "Add this," or one thing triggers another thing. So it's a wonderful journey, and
it is.
Yes, and cutting cords. I want to say to you, cutting cords.
Yeah,
cutting
I know
cords.
I have to.
Because you,
I'm.
We want you here. We want you here, safe and happy and joyful, and everyone has their own path to walk.
I know.
I know you know.
It's just a mother guilt.
Well, you can drown with him or.
I know.
Go ahead.
3 minutes.
It just something happened that came out of the blue, and it threw me for a curve. So it took me a couple days to recuperate from that, but I'm better now.
Well, the unexpected is always expected for all of us.
I know.
I'm going to write that down. I'm going to write
that
down.
That is good. But
yeah,
that's what it was. It was just something that caught me off guard when I should have known that something was coming because he had been on my mind for like 3 days psychically, and then it happened. So, but it's over and done with, and I just have to realize that he is an adult and he has his own. I can't hold his hand anymore.
2 minutes.
Nope, you can't. And I dare say he'll come back. He'll find his way back in a way that will be pleasing for both of you. That's what
that's
feel.
Good to hear.
He'll find his way back. That's what I'm feeling to say to you. But you won't be able to be. Receive the new him if you haven't taken care of you. And that's
right.
What's most important is you, for you, and for him later. Mm.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank
you. You're welcome, and thank you. So, music for you, too, to lift your spirit as well.
It can. It does.
Enjoy.
One minute.
We'll talk to you later.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Queen.
Okay. This is we've run out of course temporarily. We'll have a little bit of music in just now. But, I get this, especially now, is that you get warnings of bad things that are pending around you. And if it's something bad, you'll get like a feeling about it, that something bad is on its way. And you get a feeling about that. Something is pending, you know, it's on its way, but you don't know quite what it is. You can't quite put your finger on it. How long has it been for anyone since they've had the alternative vibration where, like, oh, I feel bouncy today, something good's going to happen, something really good's going to happen today? Getting into that attitude of mind, and it's very difficult at the moment to get into that attitude of mind where you know something good's going to happen today, but we've got to make it happen at the moment. And you get out of bed in the morning, you've got to make it happen. You've got to want it to happen. And it's our job to make it happen at the moment because, you know, pulling that vibration in, it's very difficult at the moment with all the negative things going on around us. Yeah? So, you know, the world is not in a good place at the moment for anyone. And bringing those good vibrations in. We need the Beach Boys back again, don't we? We need them to get some of that surfing music going again. So another band like the Beach Boys, perhaps. Maybe. Yeah, right. Okay. Right, we're going to take a little break then. Becky's got herself on mute there at the minute. So we'll take a little break. Let's give Becky time to wet the whistle. I'm going to do the same just now. I'm thinking of actually going to the kitchen and making a cup of tea while we've got a chance. Because all I normally have on a show is a drink of squash. Yeah. You all know what squash is. You know, it's just like water with a bit of colouring in these days. The cheap stuff, but it works for me, it's okay. As long as it's got a taste to it, I don't really bother. Okay, let's see what we've got then. We haven't really got a lot there at the minute. You know? It'd be time to start playing the Christmas song. Okay. Right. Silent Night. Oh, good.
No.
It's a little bit too early for that one now. You could play the 3-minute countdown for the next 2 hours. Okay, I'm scrolling. I'm trying to find something for you. Just bear with me. Oh, by the way, have you all heard this?
Not even a Vulcan can know the unknown, Captain.
Not even a Vulcan can know the unknown, Captain. Isn't it right, though? Yay, here it is. Let's have this one. Need a laugh.
You know what they say? Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Come on! Always look on the right side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life.
It's available in the foyer.
Someone's
got to live as well, yeah. What do you think pays for all this rubbish?
Always
I didn't make the money back, you know. I told him. I said to him, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.
Well, we play that one especially for Ron and Carol out there that listen into our shows. We do now. And if they don't listen live, then they catch up during the week. I do know that. So then, we're going to carry on with a few songs that we have in the studio for the moment. We haven't got a lot of songs left in the studio because we took a lot of them out and we deleted a lot. But we've got to do something. And I know you're out there. And I know you're listening. Yeah? And it's a Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. It's a rubbish day. And it's like the man just said there. Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Yeah? Because, you know, it is at the moment. Especially Wednesdays. Now we get to the middle of the week. Even when you're working, if you're working from home, it's even worse. You just want the week to be gone, don't you? You want to get your pay and you want to spend. Yeah? Where is there to spend at the moment? I'll tell you what, though, it's a good opportunity to save if you've got a chance. Do it now. Yeah? Don't matter what you're saving for, as long as you do it.
Thank you. no one to notice us. Yesterday's a dream, I face the morning, crying on the breeze, the pain is calling, oh.
Purple rain.
All right, okay. Well, we got 40 minutes on the clock. You've heard nothing but music for the last 30 minutes or so. Nobody's called in, but I can bet that the minute I say that I'm going to do something different, they'll call in. You want to come and sit in the upstate then, do you?
No, I've got a
rigging
for
basketball. Oh, well, come over here then. You need to speak. And if you come over here, sit down there, and then you and we'll bring Becky online and see what we can get for both of us, right?
Yeah.
Right. Let's do it.
Hi. What did you want to ask, Carol?
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Could me and Ken have a reading, please?
Sure. Is there anything in particular?
No, just what comes.
Okay. Well, I'll see what I can for the next couple months here. I don't want to go too far out because we all know that the energy is crazy out there. I think things are going to start looking better for you financially towards the end of the year. I think with both of you, I think that Ken's going to be offered an opportunity to make some money on the side. I know that sounds kind of weird, but that's what I'm getting is somebody's going to come up to him and say, hey, how would you like to do this? So I think that's good. I also think the holidays are going to be good for you guys. You're going to be able to, the restrictions are going to lift a little bit, so you're going to be able to spend it with a family that you haven't seen as much of this year because of the restrictions. And are you guys expecting a new grandchild?
Not expecting one.
I'm hoping.
Well, it's kind of in my mind.
I'm seeing a new child, like a new grandchild.
Yeah.
So I think one of your daughters, I see a daughter. Well, it would be female being pregnant, but I see it like it's a female energy. So I think that you guys are probably going to get a granddaughter in the upcoming year.
Okay. Another granddaughter.
Yeah. Is that mine?
Yeah.
Granddaughters are fun.
They are.
I've inherited a few through marriages, but girls are fun because I had all boys. So, but I do see at holiday time lots of child or childlike energy surrounding you guys. So I think the holidays are going to be, like I said, more family orientated than they have been through the past, because of the past year.
Okay, that'd be nice.
Do you guys have a cat?
We used to.
Okay.
I
see a cat.
His energy still comes around a lot, Becky. The energy of him still comes around a lot, yeah?
Okay, because I see there's a cat around you.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
Do you feel him brushing up against your legs?
Yeah.
Because I see this cat rubbing against your legs and like to sit in front of where the heat came from.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I know. I just got this overwhelming sense of a cat that wants to let you know that it's still around.
Oh, yeah.
My cats are excited because I turned the floor heat on, so they're lounging around sucking it up because it's going to get really cold tonight.
All right, yeah.
Let me see. But, yeah, Ken, be open to some opportunities coming. You used to be doing, you used to do catering work.
I did, yeah.
I think somebody's going to approach you with helping plan for, and it's going to be like a side business where you can get cash so you don't have to, you know, count it as an income because it's going to be like just simple mental. But I think somebody's going to talk to you about helping plan some events.
Right, okay.
When things open up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's at like at your local or something like that, but it's going to be, you know, Ken used to do this for a living. Let's ask him if he wants to help.
That sounds
so
interesting
that's
because I know that the local public house, they do food. I wouldn't mind actually working in the kitchen there.
Yeah, it's going to be someplace that you enjoy. It's going to be like a relaxed atmosphere. It's going to be fun.
That would be interesting because it would be like on the doorstep, you know, it's not, it's no rush to get there or no buses to catch. You know, just like literally on the doorstep, yeah?
Yeah, but I do, yeah, it'll get you, it's something, basically Carol's going to tell you to take it because it's going to get you out of the house and out of her hair.
Yeah? Well,
yeah.
I retire this year now, Becca. I retire this year in November, so, you know, it's just like anything that comes up as a sideline now is going to be beneficial, yeah?
Right. So that's what I can see for you guys right now.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Anything else?
You're welcome.
You happy?
Yeah.
Good, good. All right. I think what we're going to do, Becky, I think we're going to call it a day, yeah, because it's like we've played nothing but music now for the last 30 minutes or so. And, you know, we've taken the last 10 minutes there having a reading for ourselves, and thank you very much for that. But I think we're going to call it a night because it's like...
That's all right. It's raining. It's kind of a dull day here. It's raining, so I've got a book,
yeah.
And I'm going to sit in front of the fireplace and grab a cat, throw a cat in my lap, and...
Yeah.
And go from there.
Yeah. I think that's it. That's all we can do, and hopefully we'll have a better audience next week. Okay.
Thanks,
Becky.
Bye.
Well, we're going to wind it up then, ladies and gents. Thank you all out there listening. We know you listen, even when you don't call in. So what can we leave you with? I know. We're going to leave you with this one.
It's been a long getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally here. And I can feel the change in the wind right now. Nothing's in my